going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya for getting us up and twitching in the morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday, April 25th.
And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I'm going to go off script here real quick, Roger, but I just got off the phone with the President Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. So let me tell you what it reads here, all right? It says, my fellow Americans, the Bears still suck! Let's go! Go Pat!
Clay Matthews just made my list.
And Dustin's.
What a clown.
And thank you,
Brandon. Not Grody.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for the great work today.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
That's Shedeur Sanders. He's kind of one of the guys left.
He's in limbo. Tough situation.
Yes, he is. And Marshall Harris.
I am also in limbo every day of my life.
Sitting here in limbo. And it's a Layla Friday. Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Good morning. What a wonderful, wonderful newfound bear.
How do we enjoy the draft?
Joy.
Enjoy the draft.
I think we watch different broadcasts too, right?
Yeah, I was on NFL Network. You know, just give me my straight football. I don't need any entertainment. I don't need soft music. Just give me the football.
Layla, what did you watch?
ESPN.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, the classics, I guess.
I watched the ESPN. Yeah.
I watched some of the ABC. I actually taped all of them. Okay. My plan is to go home and watch all three of
you
them
to contrast and compare
before I start watching the draft again. I just really enjoy the different looks in on various things happening.
And I do think they were especially different, like in some of the interviews and things like that. Like Will Campbell with NFL Network was fantastic.
Mm.
You know, that was such a heartfelt response out of him. And you can tell, like, playing for Louisiana State, how much that meant to him and just having these moments. And so much for his drop, guys, right?
Did not happen. Number four.
Mm-mm. Short arms and all.
The most surprising thing to me was that there were two tight ends available at number 10. And I was looking at it. I was like, how did we get here? And then I was like, okay, yeah, this was a possibility the whole time. And I was struck by how the tackles were gone, just like bop, bop, bop. And so I was like, okay.
The third tackle going made it more, I think, obvious the Bears were not going to go for the fourth offensive tackle.
Yeah, right.
And so then it became defense or a tight end. And a lot of people thought Warren, but they went Loveland.
Yeah, the you could tell that there was a clear what we talked about. There were the blue chip players or the elite level talent in this draft, and then maybe that was the line where the grades went from first round to lower.
I think Loveland can be an elite player.
Oh no,
I think he lower, can be.
Yeah, no, you think tight so. End. Yes, here. I was talking about like for tackle, for example.
Right,
Nostradamus over there. Okay, I see you. I see you. And then sort of Nostradamus over here too.
I got you bullied got pressure. In the
Why was Lonnie pressuring
Bully
you?
Bully hedged his bets.
It was pretty funny. No, he claimed that that Mason Graham was going to be there, and I was kind of like, well, I mean that
he was
that,
long gone.
Oh, that would be a great pick if you
absolutely.
Got him. Yeah. But then he told me that my pick, which was Kyle Warren, was not going to be there. So I went with Loveland just to get Dave off my rear end.
Well, he was there.
Yeah, he was, but it didn't matter. I ended up being right, no matter what anyone says.
Let me. This is something we're going to get into.
No matter
later.
How
you
wrong
make two
I was.
Choices, and you're going to have increased your chance.
There but you go. Yeah,
I want to get your thoughts on this one thing. So we know they've got the two picks like very close to each other, right? Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with the idea that they may trade back with one of those picks to get even more capital? And maybe a pick a little bit later, but still in that range where you could get possibly even another starter.
I think I wouldn't be uncomfortable with that. I think I'd be more comfortable if they were going to guarantee themselves a chance to get the offensive tackle, the best one left on the board. I feel like I'm fixated in that position tonight if I'm Ryan Poles. But I'm not against moving back if you add an asset later in the draft.
Okay. I am terrified of the third round in Ryan Poles.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's fair.
That is the danger.
Well, he's earned that skepticism.
Valus
certainly.
Jones.
Zach Pickens.
Kieran Ama Gaji.
Yeah.
Three for three.
Yeah, that's not exactly.
That's a boogeyman.
What if you just tell him the draft ends and then you tell him it re-began?
Well,
like you're just like, hey, it's second round is done here, and then
or another first round,
or you just have somebody talk some sense into him by looking at it differently, like looking at it not as a depth piece, but somebody that you could envision as a starter. I think Valus Jones was a guy that they came in and he's already a gadget guy or a specialist before he arrived. Certainly last year, when you look at Kieran Ama Gaji, they had identified him as a project before he arrived.
Right.
Zach Pickens wasn't expecting that much. If you want to draft the third round. Get a guy with expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Immediate expectations.
Yeah, the third round has become the overconfidence round. We will make him into something. And that has not happened.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, we said we would let the number one pick belong to the head coach. He gets the number one pick. Now I think it's more of Ryan Poles running around, maybe in the third to you know, Ian Cunningham to Jeff King to the two of them. Maybe Ryan sits out the third.
The likelihood of that happening very
Ryan,
low.
Ryan, we suggest- need some Chipotle. Could you get to make a quick run? I'll see you in about half an hour.
Yeah, just say like, hey, the draft ended. It's been great. And then, oh, hey, the draft resumed.
Based on previous drafts, he'd come back with your Chipotle order and be like, wait a minute, I wanted black beans, not pinto beans. Well, that's how that feels, right?
Ryan, it's, the yoga instructor just came.
That hit me. That was a very like poignant statement.
That's the whole point.
I'm like, man, if that doesn't make it all make sense.
But I'll say this, and I don't know if I'm overstating this, probably, but I think that earlier this morning, I said them picking Colston Loveland tells me that this is more Ben Johnson's draft than it is Ryan Poles' draft.
We're going to reserve the right to establish whether we believe that or not till Monday when it's all said and done.
Probably true.
But first move.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
First move.
Your opening statement, and it was resoundingly in Ben Johnson's favor.
Yes, but no, because of the way it fell, it just like the tight ends were there, and you knew you
could have taken defense.
A second tight end.
You could have taken Mikel Williams.
Yeah, you can definitely. You
could have beefed up there.
You're allowed to take the line of scrimmage on either side.
Well,
of the
ball. But I will say, even Ryan Poles, if all things considered, even he probably goes offense in the first round, you know? I do believe that. I mean, when the evident need was there and you knew they weren't going to take Jalen Carter, it made sense to draft offensive line, and they did. So I would think.
But Loveland is a luxury item.
Even in that
case, he's an excellent choice. I think it's a terrific decision, but he is a luxury item.
When you consider how much you're spending already on that position.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it with me.
How like
the cap
on?
The caponomics on it, you know. But I think you definitely now know what it's going to look like.
Do we know what Cole Kmet thinks about this yet? Has he been quoted?
I think Cole Kmet just wants to win, so he's fine with it until they prove that
they
can't win.
You're speaking on behalf?
I'm saying.
You sound pretty sure of yourself.
I think all the...
Do you think he is?
I think he's okay. Because
how would you feel?
I'd be fine. Are we winning?
I think he's probably getting more production than he did last
year. Yeah, regardless.
I don't agree with that.
Let's make a bet right now.
Oh, always want to bet.
I do.
I'll bet you. Okay, what do you want to bet?
Okay.
What do you want to bet?
I'll bet this. If Cole Kmet is healthy, aka he plays, let's say, 15 games, he has more targets and catches than last year.
I'll bet you. Whoa. Than last year or than Loveland?
No, last
year. Last year.
That's all that matters. It's all relative.
They should have a better offense.
Because if you're saying he's going to cut into him, how could he have more production than last year?
I want to bet you this. Loveland will have more targets and receptions than Cole Kmet next year.
That's possible, and he can still be more productive.
Listen,
yeah,
Loveland is the starting tight end. When they go to two tight end sets, then that's when Cole Kmet will be on the field, right? Can we agree on that?
I don't know.
I think there's a thought that Loveland is your slot, right? So theoretically,
Loveland is your guy.
Yeah.
On 3rd and 5 in the red zone.
Thank you.
On 1st and 10, on 2nd and 6.
That's
if you have a tight end
starter.
Route, he is your guy.
Okay.
And if I'm Cole Kmet, he may be the consummate captain and team guy, Chicago guy, made good. All those things are still true. But there's part of him that, like, realizes I'm no longer that guy.
No, he is.
He wasn't that guy last year.
But he wants to be.
He was paid to be.
Let's see how it turns out. I'm with you. I agree with your statement. Remember, more receptions, more targets. I'm just saying he's going to be more productive next year. I'm confident in that, Cole Kmet.
I mean... They got a guy who ran the best offense in the NFL, and he's going to try to duplicate that at some level and hopefully build it up, and they won't be as bad as they were.
That's what you're looking for. We're going to talk about that specifically at 10:45. John Jansen is going to join us to talk about the Michigan man, Colston Loveland. We are going to do draft thoughts at 10. Kevin Fishbane is at 11. Who's your guy will be at 11:25 if the beast works today?
The beast is going to work. We're fine.
How do you know? You're not IT.
I'm about to log in. I'm about to log in and download it right now.
And then refresh it at 11:25 and let me know. So those are the stipulations. Draft chaos. We did have a fun bit of draft chaos last night, so we will bring that back at 11:45. Matt Bowen is with us at noon to evaluate. And then we get you ready for the Cubs and Phillies series. So Cubs, we'll take a look at the series ahead at 12:25 and then pregame at 12:45.
Have a great show.
Have a great weekend, guys.